off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Fly jets long enough, something like this happens.
Is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. Okay, we got our friend Don with us from Kissimmee Airport, right down the road from headquarters here in Orlando. We got a big update. First off, let's reset everything, bring everyone up to speed on ADS-B. We've been covering that quite a bit today, but there was some big news as far as pilots getting dinged with landing fees via ADS-B data, and that has been banned, or at least outlawed now, Dennis, or what's the word exactly?
Yep, it's now prohibited. The state of Florida has passed the law, the governor signed it, and it goes into effect July 1st, that ADS-B cannot be used to bill pilots for, you know, landing fees, etc.
Yes.
And that was the original intent. I mean, it's ridiculous that we had to go to this extreme.
Right. It wasn't supposed to be used for that in the first place, and Don and his buddies down there in Kissimmee, we're kind of like on the front line of this fight, and tip of the hat to you, Don. You must be extremely happy right now, is my guess.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely. This is one of those cases where you just see common sense prevail. Should never have had to take it this far, but common sense prevails. So that's good.
First time ever in Florida politics, probably. But once again, hats off to you for making it so. And, you know, it's been a long fight. You've been doing this for the last, what, 2 years at least? Maybe even longer?
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
About 20 months.
And you've made a lot of friends and maybe a few people that are not super happy with you, especially down there at the airport. Is that a fair assumption or what?
Yeah, that's a fair assumption. And I would say the enemies that I've made are just validation that we're doing the right thing.
Okay. That's the right attitude, because basically they were trying to raise revenue, and he's like, hey, yeah, that's fine, but don't look at us, and you may think we're an easy target, but no, you're not supposed to do this. Don't do it. Find a different way to run your airport, raise the funds accordingly, and actually we'll give you some ideas. But they kind of blew you off at first, and you made them take notice and made them start to pay attention, and eventually it ended up in the legislature of Florida, and you got your way. And so July 1st, this new bill is in effect. They can't do this. And by the way, have they been abiding by the rule already down there in Kissimmee, or have they been kind of skating around and kind of figuring out what they can get away with in the meantime or what?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I think they're still doing status quo. They're still doing ADS-B. I anticipate they'll do that all the way up until the July 1st deadline. Yeah. I do have it on good authority that despite the fact we gave them a better plan, the Kissimmee Gateway Airport is still going to stay with this contract with Vector, and they're going to switch to cameras on the field. There's some considerations there that aren't so great for Kissimmee, including the cost, which they're planning on passing along to the pilots. And I've heard him reference that on some news outlets. Some rumors are as much as doubling the landing fee. So that's coming.
Okay.
One caveat as well to the ADS-B, because we had hoped to get a blanket ADS-B can't be used. Mm-hmm. We were not successful in getting that. So there are some restrictions around this. ADS-B cannot be used for billing for aircraft below 12,500 pounds and flying under Part 91. Other than that, they still can use ADS-B, at least until we get the federal limitations put into place, which is also another wheel in motion.
I got you. So right now, you've gotten some passed through Florida, but eventually you hope to make this a nationwide issue and address it officially from that level?
Exactly. That is in progress as we speak.
Well, there you go. And once again, going back to the where this started, is when FAA said, look, all the private aviation planes are going to have ADS-B in and out, and here's the time frame. And one of the agreements, maybe that wasn't, the problem was it was discussed, but it wasn't like solidified in legislation, I guess, with the FAA. But they said they would never use this ADS-B data on private pilots to like impose landing fees and track your stop and goes and things like that, and turn it into a revenue stream for airports like Kissimmee. And Kissimmee, you know, found that loophole, or I should say maybe they didn't, but that company you mentioned, what is it again? The Vector?
Vector.
They're one of the companies that went around the country and started going to airports and say, hey, you want to make some more money more efficiently and you don't have to do anything? We got you covered. And they started doing that. And of course, you know, the local airport managers were like, well, yeah, of course we want more money. When do we not? Right. And, exactly. And that's how this slippery slope started. And then you got in the way of it and kind of held back that snowball a little bit. So that good on you. So you've done great work and you continue to do so, and they're still trying to work around, you know, this issue. It sounds like they look at it as a speed bump. So they're just going to install cameras instead and still impose landing fees like they were initially going to do.
Yeah, that's my understanding. Wow. I think they're the minimal effort required on their part approach, even though the other option we had presented to them was still not exactly labor intensive. But yeah, I don't want to guess why they're staying with the contract with Vector. You can insert your own assumptions. Not surprising, out of the city of Kissimmee, we've had a lot of leadership issues over the last year, including our mayor under investigation, one of our city commissioners under investigation. Our sheriff was arrested for racketeering. Kissimmee chief of police was removed from office for covering. So this is all in the same group of people that are influencing and making the decisions around the Gateway Airport.
I'm shocked.
So the fox is guarding the hen house, in other words. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah. Or you're just talking about your typical politicians, and what are the odds of them being in cahoots or doing some stuff they're not supposed to? What are the odds? 99.9%.
Pretty good lately. Yes. Pretty
okay. High. Well, let's focus on the more positive stuff. One being that July 1st is the day this new law in Florida goes into effect, and you're literally planning kind of like a celebration of sorts there at the airport, or what are you doing exactly, Don?
Yeah, so we're inviting pilots all over Florida to come and join us for a breakfast at Winter Haven. We're planning on being there in Winter Haven at 10 o'clock, between 10 o'clock and 11. We're encouraging anybody who wants to take the opportunity to go fly through Kissimmee. If you have a lighter aircraft, do a touch and go on your way, or come in and do a low pass. Again, within the constraints, I would say this. As of July 1st, they can't use ADS-B. If they are going to use the cameras and you do come in a larger aircraft, or you do more than one touch and go, and you get a bill, I would ask you to challenge Vector to show you the photo evidence that your wheels touched the pavement. Because that will be now the new point. And if they're going to send bills, they need to be able to back it up.
Interesting. So if you came in for a touch and go and literally did not touch the runway, technically you'd be cleared. Is that
correct.
What you're saying?
Correct.
So request the option from the tower. In other words, yes, I like this.
And so how do you do that? I guess I want to know.
Well, you advance the throttle just as you're in the flare.
Well, what do you tell the tower? Like, hey, I'm coming in for a, you don't tell them you want to do a touch and go. You just want to come in and
there's a simple request.
Yeah.
You just tell them you want the option.
Want the option to do a touch and go.
Yep. It's literally a request you can make with the tower. I'm requesting the option.
So when you get close to the runway. Stop. And you decide to bail and go around, then you look out your window, you salute the tower, or figure out where the tower is.
Not like, the
you're
tower.
Number they one.
Have, the All tower's right. good. They're fine. It's the administration building
okay.
or City Hall that we just need to salute.
We have to know where the cameras are.
Unfortunately, the tower sits between the runway and the administration building. So.
Oh! Well, they gotta they have to have a camera someplace, so just, I don't know. Salute out of every angle of your aircraft that you can.
Well, this sounds like so much fun. I'm glad to see that they're going with the camera option, because that opens up a whole lot more options for pilots to mess with them.
Can you moon someone from an aircraft? Not the pilot, but maybe the other one in the left seat or right seat. Yeah, you got to work together as a team. Just an idea. Not mine. Don't get me wrong. More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.